This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. I do this 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, in markets all around the country and growing. And I'm going to tell you, there's no pride when it comes to us saying, if you want to be a part of our team, join us. We think you're the smartest, you're the most clever, the most brilliant people on the planet. The American conservative. And I welcome your inputs, your show inputs. Go to kjradio.com. Say, Kevin, I got a story for you. Kevin, here's something that's a thought that I'd like you to think about, you know, or something that you may want to expound upon or whatever. Or you said something that made me think about this. We love that. Don't always work it into the show. A couple of instances we have. One of my guys, one of my listeners talked to me about illegal immigration and it being one of the things that we steal from cultures. The thing that made America great, honestly, is how great we are. Doesn't everybody want to be with a winner? We have sucked the best minds and the most clever people from all over the world into this country. Why? Because they want to be part of the it factor that we have. You know what I'm talking about? Come on now. Stay with me. Yeah, we have the it factor. Now, there's a part of me that feels guilty about that. Think about it. We got Einstein from Germany. Yeah, we got him. What would it take for you? I mean, you're a brilliant person, over a respected, you know, blankety-blank physicist, scientist. You got ist at the end of your something, right? And suddenly, America's over there going, oh, like a siren, you know, and you're sailing by in a ship and we're going, come over here, look at how beautiful we are, and you find yourself mesmerized, and your country's going, no, stay with us, stay here, no, we want you here, and we're like, no, Giuseppe, I cannot stay with you any longer, I must go to America, I love it over there, you know, and so we get them. Next thing you know, we got the best olive oil, or the best pizza, or the best Sprachenkrauts, whatever. We get it all. We got the top. I mean, look, France, oh, we have the best chef. No, you don't. We got the best food. We have the best music. We have the best movies. We have the best books, you know, literature, whatever. You name it. Couture. Where's Fashion Week? I mean, where's the big, oh, the Paris Fashion, whatever. New York. We set the pace. If there's any innovation, it comes out of here. We've stolen all of that. Indirectly. Because we've made ourselves so sexy. America's just too doggone sexy. You might as well put the Statue of Liberty on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a swimsuit. That's how sexy she is. Come on, y'all, work with me. You know I'm right. Where else? Where do you want to go? You may go visit the Emerald Isle. You may go visit and you go, this is really cool. It's different. It's cool. And occasionally, Americans leave when they retire and say, you know what? I've had enough of America. I'm going to go over and do something different. But the longing never leaves them. They usually keep a place here. They don't want to be, they know when the cake hits the fan. They want to be able to get home. See, we've made it enticing. So anyway, one of my listeners wrote to me, and he's like, Kevin, you know, it seems like with all this influx of Mexicans, we should talk about the culture. You know, we're draining that culture. And I go, I've talked about this, you know, tangentially, but I made a video about it. I said, we're effectively taking a resource. Your people are your resource. So we're stealing we're allowing Mexico's resource to run across the border and join us because we're so sexy. We're effectively that beauty. Okay, let me put it into terms that a lot of people can understand. You married your ordinary, your high school sweetheart, right? And suddenly, right there, is this absolutely stunning beauty. Handsome. Gorgeous. Whatever. Male or female. And, you know, you see, and you're like, whoa. And there's interest. She's like, hey, I've been here the whole time. All you got to do is run across the Rio Grande. I'm right here. And essentially, that's what we're doing. We are the mistress, and we're stealing people's husbands and wives away, you know, metaphorically, and nobody's saying a word. See, as leftists, they don't care about stuff like that. But we see, I look at it as, look, we're draining Mexico of its most precious natural resource. It's people. Who else is going to be proud of Mexico? Russians? You think Middle Easterners are going to get to Mexico and go, gosh, this is amazing. Why have we not come to here instead of trying to take over the United States? Mexico is so great. We should take over Mexico. No, they're not. They're going to get there and go, okay, now, where's that tunnel? How do we tunnel out of here quickly? I'll take a taco, though. The point is, they aren't going to, there's nothing there. So we steal Mexicans, and they call it, oh, we're humanitarian being all, you know, we're immigration and we're humanitarian. No, you're not. You stole people that should be cleaning their own, picking their own vegetables and cleaning their own homes and doing work for other people and putting, investing in their own culture. That's who you're stealing. So why do we look at immigration as, we look at, oh, these illegals coming over, that's humanitarian. No, it's not. Humanitarian would be helping them stay in their country and make that country better. And oh, by the way, that's exactly what America does. We've invested in Mexico through NAFTA, through the work that we've done with the maquiladoras, the border businesses that we've established, these huge manufacturing plants. We got plants going in there all the time. Don't talk to me about what we're doing. It is a disservice to Mexico when we allow their people to come over in the by the millions. And it's been going on forever. You should be ashamed of yourself, liberals. You're slaveholders. You are condoning slavery is what you're doing. You're stealing people, bringing them into the United States. You've only found a more clever way to disguise your slavery. See, I got you clocked. That's why you're here, folks, to hear the real deal. We'll be back in a bit.
Radio show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Between two existing border fences, mock-ups of President Trump's proposed border walls are coming together.
What are we looking at? There are a total of 8 prototypes, 4 of which are constructed out of concrete and then 4 that are constructed out of alternate material.
These are pretty tall.
They are, 18 to 30 feet tall.
The Trump administration made that height and the construction materials a requirement. That at a time when apprehensions along the border are already on track to be as low as ever without Trump's wall.
Will this lower the numbers even further?
It's hard to gauge. There's always going to be some form of crime, or in this case, illegal migration. Can we do our job better? Absolutely. And I think that these walls are going to contribute towards that.
The full wall isn't funded, only these samples built by contractors. But if President Trump can somehow convince Mexico or Congress to pay, the wall won't be as long as the one candidate Trump proposed.
So currently we have just under 700 miles of fencing along the border. We don't have any intentions of fencing off the entire southwest border. It's not necessary.
So what happens now? Does the president come out here and literally say, okay, I like that one?
We're going to test it for breachability, for the subterranean aspect. Can we dig under it? Can we cut through it? Can we scale over it?
What happened? The people are crossing. Almost on cue, a group of asylum seekers, migrants not from Mexico, jumped over the existing fence to turn themselves in to border agents on horseback.
It's like a small group of 3 people just jumped over in the middle of the day. Girl there with a pink backpack. Can you explain to me what's going on?
This is a reality of everyday border enforcement. Well, the United States is still the draw, the ultimate draw for people that have dire situations where they're at. We're going to continue to witness this. It plays out on a regular basis for us.
And it did just here, just now.
Just now, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So, the 8 experimental prototypical border walls. And I love that the reporter says, well, this is the only part that's been funded. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump is going to build a border wall, period. And what's funny, people were, is he really going to build this wall? Remember during the campaign, is he really going to build the wall? Is that just metaphorical? Is he talking about it? Is Mexico going to really pay for it? Who's going to really pay for it? And you know what? Mexico's already started to pay for it. You guys don't even realize that. Mexico has already started to pay for this wall. I don't know what our trade deficit is with Mexico, but it's shrinking. It's absolutely shrinking. And you can bet that Tillerson knows exactly how much money we spend in Mexico, and he's gone over there and he's, look, guys, I understand the politics of this. I can hear him with his country accent. I understand the politics of this. I mean, you guys can't, you can't lose face over it. We understand. But the fact of the matter is we have a $56 billion trade deficit. And you have a lot of people that are sending money back over that we can easily track. So if we look at your economy and we pull $56 billion out, and then we pull that additional $20 billion out that you're getting from your expatriates, well, let's just say this. Your economy is going to be built on drugs and drugs. So you will be paying for the wall one way or another. Now, the only question is, how do we save face so that you don't look bad? But the president doesn't look bad either. I mean, that's the conversation that's to be had with Mexico, because there is no negotiation room. What are you going to do? You're going to threaten to cut off what? Shoot. Don't even get started. Donald Trump will bring back businesses into this country with a quickness. See, let me explain, folks. We have these part of the North American Free Trade Agreement. We've got this, obviously, ability to ship products from Mexico without tariffs and things like this. And we've also built these manufacturing facilities across the border in towns like Juarez and just many of them, quite frankly. You know, what are some of the other ones? I can think of Juarez and maybe Matamoros and places like that. So they're called maquiladores, these plants. And they're part of this agreement. And Americans cross the border into Mexico to go work at these plants, mostly in supervisory modes and, you know, holding the interests of the American corporation. And then Mexicans are employed in droves. And these are the best jobs in Mexico, because unlike the other jobs in Mexico, these guys have to follow many of the American guidelines. Now, they get some benefit of the Mexican economy, so you're not paying the exorbitant wages that you would pay in America, but you're paying very good wages for Mexicans. So they love these jobs, and it's a big part of the economy. As I said, there's a $56 billion trade deficit between the United States and Mexico. So we have a huge advantage. Now, the question is, could you move those facilities back across the border, employ Americans, or even move them over and say, we'll let Mexicans have work visas to come work in America and go back into Mexico? You could cut our deficit, our trade deficit, in half by just doing that. We did that as a favor to our south of the border neighbors, doing this North America Free Trade Agreement. Now, if you want to run a $56 billion deficit, that's okay, as long as you're getting something for it. We run a $367 billion deficit with China. Now, the question is, what do we get for it? So far, we've gotten not very much. Under Obama, we've watched that deficit grow as we bring in junk Chinese products, but we haven't balanced that trade deficit out at all. And so Donald Trump says, I tell you what, we'll start working on this North Korean thing. We'll see how that goes and yada, yada, yada. But he will address that as well. Here's what you can bet. The trade deficit with Mexico will shrink in direct proportion to the wall, if not more. Donald Trump is not going to spend $1 of tax, American taxpayer money that isn't already accounted for in somewhere else. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that's not technically Mexico paying for it. Sure it is. If you've been enjoying $56 billion annually from us, and suddenly you're only enjoying $20 billion annually, that's a trade-off. And the thing is once that wall is built, then Mexico's really going to have to step up to the table. Because now they got all these people coming back over. They're really in a major quandary now because they got people that have gone back because there's no opportunity in America and the jobs are going to be moving back to America. So what do? They got to build an economy. Now, I think Trump's going to help them build an economy. President Trump will say, let's work on this together. But here's what I'm going to make a bet on. I can't remember. I remember covering Eaton Corporation and some, you know, big manufacturers, Whirlpool, you know, people like that, manufacturing in Mexico. Many of those companies, well, quite a few, will come back to America and start manufacturing here. That's what I predict. I don't know which ones, I don't know when it will occur, but you're going to watch. These things will all coincide together. And then Tillerson will go over, he'll have meetings with Mexico and say, let's look at visas, let's look at legalized immigration, worker permits and things like this to keep these jobs going. But Donald Trump is going to prove to Mexico how big our economy is and how big of an impact we have. And he wants to measure it from our side, not from their side. Because, see, measuring from our side says we are allowing X amount of dollars to go back into your economy, but you're also building part of that into our economy. Many more of those jobs will come to Americans as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The government is putting migrant families back together. A senior administration official estimates around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children have been reunited so far. It's still unclear what will happen with the remaining children, but the same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized reunification process. drama happening on the floor of the House of Representatives, Congressman Ted Lieu played the viral video of migrant children crying in a detention center.
17 of the House.
He was ruled out of order. House Republicans have decided to vote next week on the immigration bill, even though the president has tweeted to drop the effort until after the November elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Alright everybody, it's one of your favorite segments. It's where we add a little diversity and culture to the show, because this is a show that's very classless and cultureless. So we bring on my friend, Super Mexican, spelled S-O-O-P-E-R, Mexican.com, in order to throw off the federales. And Soup, I want to welcome you back to the program.
Hey, how are you doing? You got the highbrow Mexicans to raise the culture around here.
No doubt, man. Sorry about that.
A little bit of the Zika there, huh?
Yeah, man, I got the Zika virus. I was sicker than a dog, man, over the past week or so, and it's settling down finally to where I actually feel human again, because, man, that was like, there's a time in every sickness where you just like, well, somebody just put a pillow over my head and put me out of my misery.
Yeah, right.
No doubt, man. Anyway,
so
look.
About Marco Rubio's election chances, but anyway.
No doubt, man. Jeez. Poor guys in triage. Anyway, so I want to talk about a couple things that are of interest, and one of them was the Trump salute, which I don't think is as big of a deal as, you know, and maybe it's not even being covered that much, but explain to everybody about the Nazi salute and kind of set the stage for that, because there's been a couple people, I think Glenn Beck has been using Hitler references to Trump and all this. Trump sometimes is really clever at getting people, at baiting the media into, you know, doing what he's doing his will, so to speak, and I think this may be one of those instances.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you really got to wonder if it's intentional or if it was accidental. But basically what happened is he was in Orlando, Florida, at a big rally. And he asked everyone, because one of the problems that he's had in not winning these elections is that people show up for his rallies, but they don't actually go vote. That's the problem he's had with the elections that he's lost. So to try to mitigate this, he asked everybody to raise their right hand and pledge to him that they're going to go vote. Well, here's the thing. For some reason, they didn't raise their right hand like you do when you take the pledge. They raised their right hand like Hitler did in the 30s. So people took a picture, and it looked like, you know, Trump in the middle of a Nazi rally, and it was crazy. I mean, it just, that one picture hit the internet, and it went viral. I mean, it was just, you know, it just went everywhere, and everybody was,
I mean, this coming on the heels of David Duke. You know, people making all these Hitlerian references to Trump, you would think that would be the last thing this guy would do, right?
Well, yeah, if he was anybody else, you would think that. But with him, you really wonder if he did it on purpose to get everyone riled up, and then all his defenders are like, no, that's not what we were doing. You know?
Right, right.
So, so if anything, it was just kind of a funny, you know, quirky thing. What we did at the Scoop, at the Right Scoop, is we posted we actually found the video and posted it so people can see it in context and not just look at
right.
the picture. Because the picture definitely looks like you're at a Nazi rally, but the video is a little, you know.
Yeah, it is. You kind of get it in context. Well, let me ask you this. you know, the idea is that Trump is bringing more blacks, Latinos, millennials to the party. That's what everybody's kind of arguing. I'm curious, from your perspective and being a lot more in tune with social media, what do you think? Is he really widening, what do they call it, broadening the tent? Or is it media hype?
Yeah, if he is broadening the tent, it's not among those demographics. The demographic that he's really bringing in is moderate Republicans and then some Democrats in the center. He's bringing in that coalition because those people care more. They don't really care about social conservatism. They don't really care about conservatism at all. All they care about is shutting down the border and then trade. They think that we got screwed over in all the trade deals. So he's broadening the base in that respect. In terms of, you know, he keeps saying that he's winning Hispanics, he's just full of it.
That's what I'm thinking.
The one statistic that he points to, he says he won Hispanics in Nevada, and what he's talking about is one exit poll that questioned like 100 people, and it said that he won 54% of Hispanics in Nevada, but that's 54% of the Republican,
right?
In Republicans in Nevada, well, that comes out to about 8% of the total Hispanic population there. So for him to say that is completely absurd, and the media repeats it because they're mindless morons. But I don't think that's the case, at least not with Hispanics. There's very little evidence of blacks so far, but I think, you know, that he actually might bring in a few more. And then with millennials, it's absolutely not the case. If you look at the stats, the one group that he does lose is the young people. The young people either go for Cruz or they go for Marco Rubio. I think mostly Marco Rubio. So whatever they're reporting doesn't make any sense. He is broadening the base, but he's broadening it by shifting it to the left because so many of the things that he says are left-wing. You know, that's what really concerns me. I mean, what concerns me is not that he's turning into Hitler. I think he definitely has some totalitarian kind of strongman views. That's why he loves Putin so much, you know. But that's how he's shifting the party, and that's how, you know, that's why so many of us are alarmed by it, because he's undoing the conservative part of the Republican Party.
Well, I think he gets an unfair shake in terms of people saying he's more left than he really is. I think we've gone back and kind of parsed a lot of the things that he says, and I feel comfortable that he is more Republican and more conservative. Now, the way he articulates it is sometimes really strange, and it doesn't come across that way. I think the bigger issue is around the totalitarian aspects of his personality and the idea that when, you know, if you say good things about me, I love you, but the minute you say anything that questions who I am, I hate you, you know, and I often reference the guys at Shark Tank where Kevin McGarry says if he can't make a deal with you, he always says, you're dead to me when you leave the Shark Tank. He goes, you're dead to me. And it always makes me think of Trump in that respect. But to your point, and I don't think Hispanics are monolithic in just this immigration issue. And I think many of the Hispanics who are here, you know, born and raised in this country and are American citizens or have become citizens, are probably just as staunch on the citizenship aspect of, you know, protecting the border and all that as Trump is.
Yeah.
But there's not anything inside of me that goes, man, this dude is bringing, you know, I mentioned the, on the program earlier, I said something like, if you think Trump is going to go into East L.A. and fill a building full of Mexicans, you know, not unless he's serving free tacos. There ain't no reason why these guys are going to go see Trump.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, the other thing, too, to notice is that in the elections that he's won, a lot of them have been open primaries, which means Democrats can vote in them. And so a lot of them have been coming in to swell up the records there. And you have to wonder how many of those people are doing it as a joke.
Well, I think not as a joke, but as an actual Democrat ploy.
Yeah, of course, because they see that he's undoing, you know, the Republican Party and throwing us into fits. And so if you look at the closed elections, most of those have been taken by Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
So, and I think here's the thing is the media is trying to make it seem as if, you know, it's Donald Trump or the establishment, and that's not the case. I mean, it drives me insane when they say that, because the real option here is anti-establishment Trump or anti-establishment Cruz.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, but, you know, they're such binary thinkers, they can't get out of that.
Well, they don't want to. They need us to be,
I think,
Yeah, they need us to be against the, you know, the establishment. There's got to be the good versus evil, or in this case, evil versus evil. And having two anti-establishment guys doesn't, there's not that real evil side, which is the establishment. So anyway, hey, let's shift to Bernie Sanders a little bit, because Bernie apparently doesn't believe white people can be poor.
You know, this again went crazy on the internet, and we posted it immediately, and I noticed a lot of people responded to it, because in the Democratic debate with Hillary, they asked them the question of how they have dealt with, you know, their understanding of race relations and how they have tried to reach out to understand how blacks and Hispanics, you know, live in America. And the way he answered it, he literally said the sentence that Americans don't understand what it is to live in poverty, or I'm sorry, white Americans don't understand what it is to live in poverty. And that, I mean, it is just the most insulting and ridiculously absurd statement. You know, and I'm saying this from a minority, you know, perspective, that I think it's insulting to all Americans to act as if a certain segment of the population isn't suffering in poverty just because of their skin color. It's just, you know, the Democrats do it against white people. It's just crazy.
Well, the real problem, though, Soup, is that's where we've come to in this country, to believe that the only people who are downtrodden, they cannot have white skin. You know, how could you possibly be downtrodden and be white?
No, exactly right. And you know, I think that Americans should reject that, no matter what color that these people are making judgments on. And in this case, they're completely ignoring millions and millions of Americans who are living in poverty who happen to be white. And it's absurd. And it's, you know, the thing that you see in the media all the time. Like you said, they believe that poverty is simply born out of racism, because they have to, because it pushes their political agenda. And what they don't realize is that there's millions of white Americans who are suffering just the same.
Absolutely, just the same. Well, Soup, it's always great to have you on, buddy. We're out of time. Super Mexican, you can find him at therightscoop.com or SOOPERMexican.com. We'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
All right. See you later.
All right, man.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry, while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at SecurityTaxAssociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists will lie to your face. They will have no shame in doing it. They don't care. They don't care if they're lying to you about global climate change and the hockey stick BS. They don't care if they're lying to you about unemployment numbers under Barack Obama. They don't care if they're lying to you about crime committed by illegals or the idea of illegals being cost positive to our economy. It doesn't matter. They will lie. Period. And they do it in order to get whatever they want done, because they, when they can't support the delusion that they live in, they just change the way the worldview is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm tough on leftists, but I'm not tough on them because I'm trying to be entertaining or any other reason. I'm tough on them because they're liars. Any more than when, you know somebody. You got a kid. When your kid lies to you, doesn't it just, it breaks your heart, number one, but it makes you mad because you say, I don't teach you to lie. You may actually lie yourself, but you know it's not good. Generally speaking, it's better to tell the truth. I'm not saying, does this dress make me look fat kind of lie. I'm saying when it matters. When you're talking about public safety,
this racial profiling of black people, you know, just by the police officers, that is a lie.
The police profile based on the pattern of activity that's happening, a pattern of crime. That's the only thing they profile based on. And so if there's a pattern of crime, they profile. If they send out a bolo, be on the lookout for a black guy, 5'11" with, you know, dreadlocks, they don't go looking for white female nuns. They go looking for who they're supposed to look for. But we allow the left to tell us the delusion that the police are out there profiling. They're doing this, you know, just because they don't like blacks. They're doing it because they want to go home to their families like everybody else. They're doing it because that's who's committing the crimes. I promise you, if nuns start committing crimes in mass numbers, you will watch the police shift. And the squad room will be, oh, now listen, you need to be on the lookout for these nuns. I mean, I don't understand what it is, but there's something going on in the nun community. And they'll flip on a dime. They don't care. They got a job to do. Unless you are into, you know, one of these leftists that doesn't really care if anybody gets arrested. I mean, look, if we want to have a lawless society, why even bother to have cops? But if you're going to have them, let them use their training. These guys, they feed you wrong information, and then they hold it against you. Because if you knew the statistics that almost 50% of the crime is being committed by 6% of the population, young black teenagers, really, it's really about 3%. Teenagers, black kids between the ages of 15 and 30, you know, which I know is not teenagers, but you know, I'm saying young blacks. And it's young black men mostly. But you say that and you're racist. You're profiling. How dare you? How dare I? Math? Statistics? Observation? I told you guys many stories. I was walking my dog one day, had him out going for a jog. I don't know, 3-4 black teens that, you know, I don't know whether they, to be honest with you, that they looked like they were going to college. Doesn't matter to me. I'd say they were 18 to 25. And you know what I did? I had a weapon on me, and I literally, you know, kept jogging. I looked them dead in their faces as they walked by, so they knew I made eye contact. And I had my hand behind, you know, running to my side where I could get to my weapon. I didn't have a gun, by the way. No, I had a martial arts weapon. But I had my hand ready to get my weapon. That's what I run with in my neighborhood, because you never know what you're going to run into. That's it. And they looked at me. I looked at them like, y'all want to start something? I promise you ain't going to go your way, because my dog will get you too. He's going to be enough of a distraction that I promise you, you're going to be reading about four young brothers that got jacked up but good. And of course, nothing happened. Went on my merry way. I profiled. And they profiled me, I guarantee you, because I did not have the look of fear in my face. I had the look of, you jack with me, it won't go your way. And that, like I said, nothing happened. But I don't feel bad telling that story. And I know there are a lot of, you know, black folks that would listen to the program, leftists. Oh, Kevin, you out there telling white folks this about black. I'm telling you what I did. I don't care what you do. If you want to be one of those victims, you feel free. But I'm not going to be a victim by not making eye contact, letting you know I'm ready for a fight, and saying, let's do this. And if it offends you, you know what? Get your young brothers to stop doing stuff. I'll look at you and go, hey, Bill, how's it going? The way I pass my neighbors now, which are a bunch of white folks. What's up, Bill? Hey, Kev. Hey, Brad. I don't run with a weapon in the new neighborhood. But I might, just in case. So you get what I'm saying? But they want you to believe the lie. They want you to believe the delusion. They want you to believe that illegals come over here and they're good, solid citizens. They're hiding under the radar. They're very afraid to do anything. And even when things happen in their culture, they don't want to tell us because they don't want to get arrested. Let me tell you something. The statistics against illegals would floor you. If you knew them for real, if leftists knew them for real, they would not be fighting. There wouldn't be very many leftists fighting to keep them here. Non-citizens represent 8.4% of the adult population in this country. Non-citizens. That's a big bite of the pie. That means people, 8.4% of this population potentially isn't working, but is on the, you know, has some part of the dole. They're going to the hospital, possibly on welfare, likely have kids who are in our school systems and so on and so forth. That's 8.4% of the adult population in this country. But get this. Those non-citizens represent 42.4% of the federal kidnapping convictions. That's sex trafficking. That's kidnapping for ransom. They represent 8.4% of the non-citizens in this country represent 31.5% of the drug convictions. Who are they trying to compete with? Young black men? 8.4% of the non-citizens in this country, the adults, represent 23% of the money laundering. That's right. Drug trade, trying to get that money out of the country, whatever. That's what they represent. 8.4% of the adult non-citizen population, illegals, represent 13.4% of witness tampering. In other words, I don't know if you've ever had a witness tampering. That is a very scary thing for you to be a witness to an MS-13 or some gang-related thing, and you put your life on the line because of these non-citizens. All these great people that have come over here looking for opportunity, as the left want to present to you, that are not committing crimes at the level that we're talking about here. Go look at a report prepared by leftists, and you'll see them say, no, the non-citizens in America, they don't commit as much crime as the citizens in America. That is a bald-faced lie. I'm giving you the actual numbers. Of the 8.4% adult population of non-citizens, illegals, they commit almost 18% of the larceny and fraud. These are the credit card scams and the, you know, police benevolence fund and all that kind of crap. They commit 9.6% of the assaults, and the only thing they're on par with, and this is not good, they commit 8.9% of the homicides in this country. So they're almost on par with their numbers in terms of homicides. Now, these are not counting immigration, which is a crime, illegal immigration, which is a crime in and of itself. So, for these guys, the left, to present these folks to you as though they're solid citizens is nonsense. Now, you can look at the situation and say, well, why are they doing this? Are they committing identity theft in order to work? Probably. But you know what? If they weren't here illegally, they would not have to commit identity theft. So don't tell me, oh, they're doing that for this reason. You can work under the radar for cash if you want in any country. Oh, but Kevin, it could take an advantage of. Well, then be legal. See, there's always an answer for the conservative side. Be legal. I wouldn't go to a country, sneak in, have to work under the radar for cash, be taken advantage of, because I'm telling you, I'd probably be one of the homicides. You know, I mean, committing one. Is somebody not paying me my money? I'm going to get my money up in here one way or the other, okay? So I'm going to go do it the legal way. Why would I come over there and put myself in that kind of jeopardy? I want people to know I'm going to be part of the culture. I want to be part of the culture. You cool? You cool? I'm cool. So these people lie. They lie through their teeth. All to convince you of something that is a delusion. But it's, you know, it's worse than a delusion because they know it's a lie. I got to leave there. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.